This old house is getting people. This old house is meeting pain. Just like me, it's tuckered out, but I'm getting ready to meet this thing.
Need help around the house? Even the handiest do-it-yourselfer needs an extra hand sometimes. Let Mr. Fix-It, Tom Beza, help you out. During the Fix-It Show on News Radio 620 WTMJ.
And the Fix-It Show is brought to you by Plumbing Parts Plus, Rapina Fine Foods, All Parts, Siding Unlimited, J&B Construction, and your locally owned neighborhood True Value stores. I'm Libby Collins for Jim Peck. And, of course, as always, Tom Faza is here this hour. He's going to be joined by Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repairs. It's a great time for you to get some information about things in the basement that you're kind of wondering, how can I make it go away, by calling 799-1620 and also on the AccuNet Mortgage toll-free line at 800-877-1620. But, Tom, before we get to Chris, you have some speaking engagements this weekend.
I need to remind people I'm out and about. Today I'm going to be speaking at the West Bend Home Show. West Bend Home Chamber, it's the Chamber of Commerce Show. That's at 2:45 today. And then next weekend I'm going to be at the Burlington Home Show in Burlington at 2 o'clock on Saturday. But today I'm going to talk about the absolute best home repair products with a focus on, believe it or not, cleaning and stain removal, that kind of thing, odor removal, and I'm going to have a bunch of free stuff to give away. So that's 2:45 today at the West Bend Home Show, put on by the Chamber of Commerce in West Bend. So now we welcome Chris Mancuso. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, Tom.
It's a great fix-it day, man.
Excellent.
You're here, and it's going to rain like crazy the next couple of days, and people are going to have water in their basement.
They may have water in their basement.
They may. A lot of them will, yeah. So what could folks, and of course, Chris, I should say, Chris is part of or runs Accurate Basement Repair.
Correct.
And he's a guy I've known for many years, and I send folks his way for basement repair from time to time when that question comes up. And he does a great job with he and his company on basement repairs. And so let's talk a little bit, though. We're going to get a bunch of rain, and we're going to have water in basements. And what can people do? What kind of maintenance steps should people worry about right now to keep their basement dry?
Well, this is the most important time of the year because we have some snow melt going on. We have some rain coming. And I think because it's been dry for so long over the last year or so, a lot of you folks out there have to remember your basement could get wet if you haven't paid attention to it recently. So we're looking to help you folks with today is to give you some tips on some basic maintenance to do to keep your basement dry and also what to look for if you see some cracks or some staining and so forth. But as we go through this, when you people call in, keep in mind we can answer any question, whether it's water-related or structural-related.
Okay, or concrete-related. We might have one of those coming up, too. And so the basic for maintenance right now is grading gutters and downspouts?
Correct. As a homeowner, you want to take a look outside because most of the damage that happens to your foundation or your basement, a lot of that can get avoided if you do some basic maintenance tips. And the most important three are the grading, gutters, and downspouts. So you as a homeowner, you got to take a look outside to make sure that gutter is extended. You want to try to get that extended out probably about 10 feet away from the house. And the gutters, you want to take a look up top and see if there's ice up there. And some of the folks haven't cleaned their gutters with the leaves. There's not much to do about that now, except maybe put your hands together and pray a little bit. And then as far as the grading goes, that's something that should be addressed every year. You should take a look at that.
Sure, and I always tell people to walk around in a heavy rainstorm and watch for water ponding around your house.
That's an excellent idea. Get the galoshes on, get out an umbrella, and really get out there and take a look because just standing outside the window a lot of times isn't going to be enough to do it. You really got to get outside and take a really good look. And those are the things that you look for. And if you still are having issues, you definitely want to call in an expert like ourselves, and we can come out and take a look at things. And it's always a free estimate, and we encourage people to at least get a look and see what you have. And some of the things that you may not notice, we do as experts. So.
Right, and then we should tell people about Accurate Basement, kind of the background and basics. I know you do basement repair, waterproofing type work, but I think you also do structural, you'll actually do the structural settlement repair.
Correct. We are a full-service basement repair company. There's three aspects of basement repair. You have your water intrusion or seepage or those kind of things. And then you have what would be called like wall cracks and bowing. And some of you folks may have seen your walls and go, wow, this doesn't look quite straight. And the third aspect would be a house that would settle. And we've seen much more of that in the past year with the dry conditions. And settlement would be your house is actually sinking a little bit.
Sure. And when you're mentioning dry conditions, the issue is the drought has dried out the ground. When the ground dries out, it shrinks, and that's what holds up your house. So the potential is for a few cracks to appear. Well, let's do this, Libby. Let's take a few calls. We'll invite people to call with their questions, particularly concerning basement and basement problems, and we'll put Chris to work here.
And we have some calls coming in already at 799-1620. So let's go ahead and talk with Fred in Milwaukee. And Fred, you have Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair along with Mr. Fix-It, Tom Faza.
Thanks for taking my call. Had a question about my concrete driveway. Could you take that?
Sure.
Okay. Got a long concrete driveway running alongside my house. And it goes back to a concrete apron in front of a 2.5-car garage. The big, two of the big slabs in front of the garage are now higher than the concrete in the garage by about 3 or 4 inches. And also, they're a little bit out of, they're a bit uneven with each other.
Okay. I'm
wondering what the alternatives are. The rest of the driveway is not in such bad shape.
Really? Next to the garage is higher.
Yeah, there's a split, and you know, there's the concrete. It's a different piece outside the garage and inside the garage.
Does the does that level go up and down through the seasons?
It just seems like it's been getting gradually worse.
Well, this year you're probably seeing more frost than we've seen in quite a long time. I would not address that immediately. I would wait until the frost comes out of the ground, because if you do have some frost underneath that concrete at this time, it will heave and raise that up.
Okay.
And the particular location that you're talking about, that might just be the spot where the water settles for the most underneath your concrete slabs.
Yeah, and so what we're saying is that might drop back down. But it's uncommon to have the concrete heave up. I mean, usually it's always dropping down, everything's settling around the house. So, Chris, we're guessing it might be some water issue with underneath and then frost.
Yeah, it could be some water issue underneath. I would wait until later in the season to see how this settles out.
You mean like May or June?
Yeah, I would look at, you know, May or June, wait till it dries out a little bit and frost comes out of the ground. And if it continues to be an issue, you may end up having to replace that and put a deeper stone bed underneath. Because a lot of times, also, you'll get more of the heaving or settling if you have less of a stone base.
Okay, Fred, thank you for your call. I see we have a lot of people with questions about their basements, and we will get to those calls right with Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair and, of course, Tom Faza and Mr. Fix-It. It's all ahead on News Radio 620 WTMJ.
From a leaky pipe to finishing your basement, Mr. Fix-It, Tom Faza, is here to lend a hand during the Fix-It Show on News Radio 620 WTMJ.
And we're talking basements with Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair. Let's go ahead and take one of those calls. Jeff in Brookfield, you are on the Fix-It Show.
Good morning. My question is for Chris. Hey, Chris, I'm contemplating buying a house in Milwaukee, circa 1950, cement block. In the basement, three of the four walls have these metal beams that are up against the walls. There looks like there's cracks, both step cracking and some horizontals. Assuming it was done correctly, do I have to worry about the walls in the next couple of years, or if it was done correctly, is it kind of a one-time fix? There's not any really bowing that I can see in the walls at all.
Well, if it was done correctly, it's a one-time fix. If you are seeing some cracking in the walls in relation to the walls that were already beamed or reinforced, what we call it, reinforced, that can be some shrinkage cracks, too. The wall may have been reinforced when it was displaced, let's say, 3/4 of an inch, and it may have come back a bit and caused some of that cracking. But really what you should do is do a little research, find out if permits were pulled for that repair, and find out the company that did it. Because Most of the basement or foundation repairs and waterproofing that's done require a municipal permit. So you want to look at that. And then any of the qualified contractors will provide a long-term warranty. So you really want to look for that too. Mm-hmm. And interview your contractor who fixed the home, because not all repair companies are built the same. So do a little research, Jeff, about who did the repair and were permits pulled and that kind of thing, because that'll tell you a whole lot about the quality of the repair itself.
Is the approach they took, I think it's every 36, 38 inches floor to ceiling, they've got these beams that are up against the walls. Is that something that is industry practice?
Sure. That is within the realm of the industry standard, depending on the size of the brace itself, but that would definitely be within the realm. And again, they should have some paperwork. I mean,
sure.
You definitely the homeowner would have gotten that.
And Jeff, the other thing that should be available is when a contractor properly looks at a basement, he'll do an analysis of what's wrong and then what needs to be done. So that analysis would tell you basically if it's moved and how much it's moved. And then also the repair might describe whether they're straightening walls or not. So you might be able to get some measurements pre-repair.
Correct.
And now you can compare that to after repair. And if things haven't changed, that's the key, then you're in good shape.
Well, let's say I wanted to monitor it because this is in probate. If I wanted to monitor the health of that wall, what would you suggest I do? Just take a level and just just walk across the walls and just take some measurements? How would I do that?
Well, what you should do is you should have a professional come out and document that then, because that's what you're going to want. Long term, you're going to want an outside third party to document that kind of information just in case you're looking at buying or selling sometime in the future.
All right, Jeff.
Thank
you for your call. Incidentally, Chris, if people want to reach you, how can they do that?
They can reach us at 414-744-6900. That's 414-744-6900. Or you can always check us out on our website at accuratebasementrepair.com. We have some excellent, excellent informational material that's available on our website. It can walk you through a lot of the things that you may have as questions as homeowners.
Okay, and we've got a lot of calls coming in, 799-1620. Jeff in Muskego, you're talking to Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair and Mr. Fix-It, Tom Faza. Jeff?
Hello?
Yes, what's your question, Jeff?
Oh, yes, I live in Muskego. I have a hairline crack that goes from the back of the house, from one side of the house, one corner, all the way to the other side of the house. It hasn't really gotten bigger since I've been in the house for 20 years, but I was always concerned because it goes the whole length of the house, and it goes like one block, then it'll come down, then it'll go another block, and I kind of, somebody told me once to hang a string from the ceiling to the floor with a weight on it to see if it ever bowed. My walls aren't bowing, but the crack is still there.
Well, measuring the wall is very important. It may not be a significant issue to you right now because you're in the house and you don't plan on selling. But sometime down the road, if you plan on selling your home, the qualified home inspector will probably measure those walls. And if they're displaced along with that crack, Jeff, you're probably going to run into some issues. So if you really want to be proactive, you should have those walls measured, and any qualified home inspector can document that, and you can use that in the future for yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, and by measure, we're talking about measure and document, and the plumb bob is actually a good way to do that. So you drop a string down, and you physically start making some notes on how much the wall is displaced from plumb. It's not as simple as we're making it sound, though, because you got to look at the corners.
Yeah.
Sometimes the corners are off with block basements. It's pretty common to have a corner tipping a half inch or so, and then so you expect the whole wall to tip half inch. And so that's not movement, that's original construction.
Correct, original construction. And really experts can take a look at that and differentiate between what is actual movement, Jeff, and what was just built out of plumb.
All right, thanks.
I was wondering, should I fill in the crack and see if it starts to crack again, and then that would tell me that it's filling up, that it's getting worse?
You could. You probably would want to document that, because if it is displaced and you fill the crack, or, you know, you could run into some issues, you could take some pictures along with it. It might help you out a little bit. But
yeah. The other thing you could do very quickly, put a piece of duct tape over the crack. Now, that won't fix it, okay? And then cut the duct tape right at the joint, right at the crack.
Okay, that's old, that's old school way, and you'll be able to see if that opened up a little bit.
Yeah, so if it moves, it opens up. If it closes up, it closes up.
All right, Jeff, thanks for your call. If you want to get through to talk with Tom Faza and Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair, 799-1620 is open. Also, the Acunet Mortgage toll-free line at 800-877-1620. Tom in Milwaukee, stay right there. You are up next right after the news with Stephanie Graham on News Radio 620 WTMJ.
Making sure your honey-do list doesn't turn into a honey what did you do list. It's the Fix It Show with Tom Faza on News Radio 620 WTMJ.
I'm Libby Collins for Jim Peck. Joining Tom Faza today is Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair. We've got a lot of questions for him at 799-1620. And let's go ahead and talk with Tom in Milwaukee. And Tom, what's your question on the Fix It Show?
This question's for Tom. I know that you said you were going up to West Bend to be talking about staining and that. I've got a question regarding that. I've got a mirror that was old, faded wood, and I wanted to put some molding around it, so I went and bought like a piece of mahogany.
Okay.
But on the inside where it's worn, I thought, well, maybe if I could get... I went and bought a wood finisher stain marker, Minwax.
Okay.
And I put that on all over the mirror, on the wood yesterday, and it's still tacky yet today. And I did not sand it. I probably should have sanded it before that so it would absorb it more so. But it is still a little tacky, and I wanted to use to put that piece of molding on there.
Okay, so the problem is the stain marker made it tacky.
Right.
I'd rub it with a little bit of mineral spirits.
I don't have any mineral spirits.
Well, paint thinner.
Oh.
A little bit of paint thinner, mineral spirits, and just remove the excess material. What I think happened is that you got a little excess material that's laying on top of the surface and it's not curing. If you want to rush it, that is, run it with a little mineral spirits. If you want to just wait, it'll probably cure and dry. Put it in the sunlight, put it in some airflow, and let it sit for another day, and it'll probably dry out for you.
All right, Tom, thanks for your call. We have Shirley in West Allis. And Shirley, you're on the Fix It Show with Tom Faza and Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair.
Hello, this is for Chris. I have a basement problem. I have a couple of the blocks that are receding in, and they're not level. And then I have some vertical cracks, and where this black is receding in on that wall is I have an overhang where my kitchen is.
Sure.
And I was just, how can you fix that?
Well, we'd have you noticed those
from the outside?
Well, some of it may require being fixed from the outside, but some of it may just be a fix from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that depends on what the cracking looks like. How long has that cracking been around for you?
I don't know, about 6-7 months.
Oh, so it's more recent. See, that would be something that you should have looked at.
I'm in the process of getting some estimates, but I was just wondering how they would fix this.
Well, some of the options are...
Because I have a patio there, and then the overhang is like a crawl space. You couldn't dig under there.
Well, is it just a couple foot overhang then where your kitchen can... Yeah, we run across it fairly often, and we are able to, if we have to, we could excavate that.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is just make the hole a little wider, and the guys have to do a little bit more work, but it's definitely something that can be done, and it is done fairly often. And you may have either a displacement issue, or you could have a settlement issue there.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how the walls are measured out, we would take a laser, and we would measure to see if you had any inward displacement. Then we would also take a laser and measure for some elevations there. That's something that should be looked at and addressed, because that can turn out to be something fairly significant if not addressed.
It's almost like an inch going in already.
Yeah, that would be something you'd want to look at. And by all means, you can give us a call at 414-744-7000. 6900, and we'd be more than happy to come out and give you a free estimate.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Shirley, thank you so much. Chris, I'm wondering, you know, sometimes people walk into their basement and they don't really see water, they don't see cracks, but, you know, there might be like a stain on the floor, like a watermark on the floor, maybe there's, you know, like a white chalky substance kind of stain on the wall. What does that mean, and how do you figure out what's going on?
Sure, that the white chalky substance that probably some of you folks have seen in your basements, that's actually some mineral deposits that work in connection with the rain that carries a little bit of acid in it, and then it mixes with some of the elements that are within your concrete and will create that fuzzy type of thing. In some instances, that's really not a problem unless it becomes an overabundance of moisture, which can actually degrade the block foundation itself. And a lot of that you can address by, you know, again, keeping some of the surface water away from your home and also checking your sump pump. And those of you who do not have a sump pump, you may have something called a Palmer valve, which would be located in the drain of your house. That would be something that you may want to look up online. Or you can visit our website at accuratebasementrepair.com, and it'll take you through a couple of those things and show you what to look for.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's go to Gene in Menominee Falls real quick. And what's your question for Chris Mancuso and Tom Faza on the Fix It Show?
Yes, is this Gene? No, Gene.
No, you're Gene.
Yes.
this is Tom and
hey,
Chris.
Gene.
How can we help you?
Okay, I have a question. I have a basement wall that's noticed a crack this year after 20 some years in the house. What I have is a patio door on a long flat wall in my back of the house, and outside of it is a stoop about 6 foot wide, which is on top of a double row of cement block for a block basement.
Mm-hmm.
And then up against that is a paver patio with these octagon pavers.
Sure.
And it looks like that whole column got pushed in this winter a bit. The upper row of block, the first row, is still plumb with the outside of the house, but from there on down, it's kind of pushed in. Could that paver patio push that whole column?
Sure. What happens is sometimes when those are installed, at least at that stoop, and Tom knows this, is that sometimes they'll actually attach those to the wall, so if that stoop or outside concrete moves, it can actually move the wall with it.
Yep.
And that can turn out to be an issue. And again, because of some of the drought that we experienced over the last couple of years, and now the moisture content and frost in the ground, that can cause that to move, and the likelihood of that going back into place after that's moved is, you know, pretty doubtful. But that can create a structural problem for you.
Okay, so even though we've been here over 25 years, but it could happen now, huh?
Well, it can happen at any time, just like, you know, you could get a leak in your roof tomorrow, and your furnace could break, and, you know, in basements, they're the same principle. There's really no mechanics to them, but they are a system, just like a drain tile system could fail. So you do have some things that just can degrade with age.
Yeah, and we've had weather extremes this year. The drought has definitely caused problems for people who've never had problems before, because things dry out and then freeze and thaw and a lot of water. So we can come back after the break and talk about this.
All right, Gene, thank you for your call, and we'll be back with more with Mr. Fix-It Tom Faza and Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair right after this on News Radio 620 WTMJ.
From a leaky pipe to finishing your basement, Mr. Fix-It Tom Faza is here to lend a hand during the Fix-It Show on News Radio 620 WTMJ.
Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair is joining Tom this hour. And let's see, we have Ken, I believe. Ken, you're in Franklin. What's your question on the Fix-It Show?
Yes, I have a question for Chris. When you're building a new house, is it better to backfill with stone instead of dirt?
Absolutely.
Whoops, we got to turn your mic on.
Absolutely, absolutely. You get as much stone in there as you can. In fact, during a repair, Ken, we actually fill up to within 18 inches of grade with stone.
Okay.
It might cost you a little bit more to have the stone put in, but that's definitely the way to go. What the stone backfill does, it helps shed the water away from your home that would collect near it, and also it takes a lot of the pressure off the walls. and the expansion of clay soils and so forth. So, yep, definitely stone backfill.
Is there any certain size?
Number one stone, and your builder will probably only give you one option with that anyway.
And do you do the whole thing, or is it a certain...
Do the whole circumference, for sure.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ken, thank you. Chris, on the east side, you are on the Fix-It Show. What's your question for Tom and Chris?
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Eastside Chris?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Hey, I've got an old house, 1920s, on the east side.
Okay.
And starting from the basement, kind of similar to some of the other callers, a little bit of cracking. However, I don't see anything major there. But when I go above the basement to the first floor and second floor, in the last 6 months, there's been a lot of new cracks forming in all the walls. Now, historically, I can see that cracks have been patched on this house before I bought it. I can see the old seals done on the old plaster and all over the place. So it seems like it's something that's been happening and settling in the house over the years. However, now it's starting to get to the point where the floor is starting to separate a little bit.
Well, and that's something you definitely want to look at getting done.
Right?
Yeah, you definitely want to take a look at that sooner than later. Then what happened is, you probably have some settlement, which we talked about earlier today, which is fixed by doing some underpinning or peering, and that's something that we do. And what's happening is you have had some past movement, and the more current or recent movement is obviously more significant because you're getting some things that haven't happened before, and the cracks are becoming more significant. That's definitely something you want to look at soon. Because
okay.
What it can do is it can cause some upper damage to the structure, too, which can be cause some other significant issues.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Chris. And let's go to Ryan on the south side. Hi, Ryan. You're on the Fix-It Show.
Hi. I have a property that I put a new sidewalk in. I've put traffic bond down in the back, and I'm still getting seepage in the basement. I don't know what my other options would be.
Well, is that seepage, is that high or low on the wall?
It's low, the best I can tell.
If it's low, it's probably a drain tile issue then. If you've done your due diligence and some of the maintenance stuff, and you're getting some water intrusion, you're looking at some drain tile issues more than likely. If it settles near the bottom or base, what we call the cove, that would be something that can be cured and warrantied with an inside drain tile replacement. And again, that can happen at any time in the age of the structure. And sometimes you can get what's done is a drain tile test. You can have that done. And that can run you anywhere from $500 to $700. And we'd come in, make some holes in the floor, and run some water through it to see what your drain tile is doing.
Okay, now this is an older building. There's no sump pump, and I'm guessing there's interior drain tile somewhere, but same thing?
Correct. You may have what's called a Palmer valve, which we talked about earlier, which is just a clapper valve, which is just an end point for the water. Instead of having a sump crock pit, the water would just run into your floor drain via lateral through the floor or a pipe through the floor.
Right.
And these are things that as homeowners, most people don't look at until you're in the situation where you're buying or selling your home, and then a home inspector comes through and finds these things like this water staining or leakage at the base. But being proactive is the way to do it, and it can save you some money in the long run.
All right,
and Ryan, it would be worth checking that Palmer valve to make sure it's not stuck closed.
Okay.
And that's located in the floor drain.
Great.
So if you go to, I have an article on my website. I don't know if Chris has one on his website about Palmer valves.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tom has a great one on his website, and we have a link to that at AccurateBasementRepair.com. And if you take a look at that, it'll pretty much walk you right through what a Palmer valve is and how to get it open. Just don't break it off because that can really cause you some issues with the municipalities down the road. If you need a professional to open that, we can help you out with that, too.
All right,
Thank
Ryan.
You very much.
Thank you for your call, and we'll have more with Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair and Mr. Fix-It Tom Faza after this on News Radio 620 WTMJ.
Plan your vacation next hour on the Fox World Travel Show.
Now, back to the Fix-It Show with Tom Faza on News Radio 620 WTMJ.
And Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair. And Chris, do you have some tips for our listeners if they think they've got some problems in those basements?
Oh, absolutely. As a homeowner, most people don't go down to their basement except for to do laundry, maybe fold some clothes and so forth. But I think it's really important that you take a look at your walls, as if you would take a look at any other mechanical device in your house. I mean, get a really good look. Walk downstairs. Take a flashlight with you.
Sure, bright light. Yep.
Take a bright light because a lot of basements aren't that bright, and take a good look and see if you see a little water trickle in the corner in that part of the basement that you never get to, or if you see a crack that you say, hey, look, I've never seen this before. And that happens quite often where people will contact us and say, hey, I never noticed it. It could have been here for 10 years. And it makes a big difference if you're proactive at looking at these things. Again, grab a flashlight, go down. Do you see that staining across the base of the floor? Do you have a crack that looks like it got a little bigger or maybe one that you never noticed before? And any of these can be issues that should be or may have to be addressed. Some of the stuff is just normal for a house, but some of it you should take a look and at least document and be ready to be proactive on it.
All right. And, Chris, you have information on your website that people can use, and that's AccurateBasementRepair.com.
That's AccurateBasementRepair.com. We have something called the Education Station where you as an individual can go and actually learn like a 101 class on what to look for.
Okay. And if people want to reach you, your phone number is?
414-744-6900. That's 414-744-6900.
And Tom, you've got some speaking engagements
yep.
this weekend.
Today I'm going to be at the West Bend Home and Leisure Show, 2:45 today. I'm going to be speaking about Just Fix It. I got free stuff I'm going to give away. Next weekend I'm going to be at the Burlington Home Show at 2 o'clock. So we'll talk about that next week too. And Chris, it's been a great show. You did a good job. And folks should contact you if they have questions or information.
At AccurateBasementRepair.com. Thank you, Chris Mancuso. Thank you, Tom Faza. And the Fix-It Show is brought to you by Plumbing Parts Plus, Rapinas Fine Foods, All Parts, Siding Unlimited, J&B Construction, and your locally owned neighborhood True Value Stores.